Hi, welcome to episode 3 of Sensory Reflections with me, Andy Shipley of Natural Inclusion, on RNIB Connect Radio's Happy Hour. Each month we'll be reflecting upon one or two things going on in nature for you to tune into and do. So, things to listen out for. The starring feature of the soundscape of this time of year is really the dawn chorus. The chorus usually begins about 30 minutes before sunrise, usually with a virtuoso solo from a robin or a song thrush. And then up until about 40 minutes after sunrise, the chorus builds. It's usually started by those birds who have the largest eyes and therefore can detect light at the earliest times in the morning. There's also another chorus which occurs at the end of the day during dusk, which is also worth listening to in its own right and has a slightly different feel to it. So it might be worth making the effort to get up a bit earlier and try and find a spot in nature where you can get comfortable with a flask and maybe a little bit of breakfast about half an hour before sunrise and just immerse yourself in the musical magic of the dawn chorus. It's also possible to hear another animal taking to the skies at this time of year. This is the time of year when bats begin to emerge from hibernation, and they're usually very hungry and therefore trying to hoover the skies for as many insects as they can consume. One bat, the pipistrelle, can consume as many as 3,000 insects per night. Nearly all bats' calls are too high a frequency for us to hear, but there's one bat, the noctule bat, which actually calls at a very low and slow frequency of 20 kilohertz, which is in the range of human hearing, and many people, particularly young children, are able to hear that. So we're going to hear that now. The noctule bat is in fact the UK's largest bat and comes out at twilight, so it can be seen, and you'll see it flitting in and out of the treetops and also above the trees. And as I say, if you're lucky, we'll actually be able to hear it as well. One thing we can do to help bats and birds and nature more widely is to create the environment and the conditions that will support them. So in the case of bats, that would be to plant flowers that are most fragrant in the evening, such as night-blooming jasmine, evening primrose, or honeysuckle. And by planting more wildflowers like poppies, foxgloves, oxeye daisies or geraniums, we can also attract insects and pollinators that both help plant life but also feed the bats and birds as well. So that's it for this month's Sensory Reflections. If you want to find out more about my work, you can go to my website, www.natural-inclusion.org, or drop me an email at andy@natural-inclusion.org. So until next time, stay sensational.